Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Gosh, I am so thankful to be joining you today. I hope I get to help you get this day started right. We are blessed to get to be alive. So let's just look at today as a blessing. Here we are. We're alive. And the rest, my friend, well, the rest is just details, right? Hey, I have a great devotional to help you get your day started right. And before we do that, I want to tell you about our next Big Life Retreat opportunity. So we are planning our June retreat. And in June, I would like to take you glamping. Have y'all ever been glamping before? This is like camping, but the fancy way, like tents that have Wi-Fi and air conditioning and TVs and really deluxe bathtubs and showers and flushing toilets. I would love to take you glamping in June. So if you would like the details of our glamping retreat, we're going to be in Kentucky. How about you just send me a text and then I will personally text you details and you can tell me if you would like a ticket for this. We're going to be opening registration this week and the first spots will be offered to those who text in and tell us that you would like to come with us. Here are the simple instructions. You are going to text the keyword glamping. That is G-L-A-M-P-I-N-G, glamping, to the number 205-709-2582. Again, the number is 205-709-2582, and all you need to text at this time is one word. This is it, glamping, G-L-A-M-P-I-N-G. I will be sending you some details of the retreat. You can respond to that text once I send you the details and let me know if you have additional questions or if you would like to join us when registration opens. Ooh, girl, I would just love to meet you. Glamping is one of my favorite things, and I have been wanting to host a glamping retreat. And we have found the perfect opportunity in Kentucky. It's super close to Nashville. It's like 80 miles outside of Nashville. They are brand new glamping sites. They're absolutely beautiful. But I want to share the details with you. Okay? So text in that keyword and I'll send it all to you. All right, girls, here we go. The devotional for today is titled, Because You Say So. You know, this year is still fresh. It's still new. The year of 2024. There's still plenty of months and weeks and days left in this year to make it the year that you make the changes you wanted to make. All right, so many of us started this year with big hopes and dreams and goals, and maybe you think it's already too late, but I just want to remind you that it's not. There's still plenty of time. So let's talk about this year. If you were to launch this year, what would that mean for you? If you were to go all in, holding nothing back, really have your takeoff, break free from the shallows of living, what would life look like for you? Within Scripture is a story of Jesus calling a fisherman to launch. It's one of my favorite stories. It's the story of Simon. Simon was a professional fisherman, and he had a really bad day at work. You ever just have one of those bad days where like nothing goes right and the things that should work don't work? Well, that's how it had been for Simon. And Simon pulls his boat up on the shore and he's washing his nets, which means he's done. He's packing up and he's going home. He had tried all he knew to try and was catching nothing. And then here comes Jesus. Someone listening right now has already tried all they know to try. Is that you? You've tried everything you know to try. You've done the things which worked in the past, and it's not working now. And you're discouraged, and you're frustrated, and you're ready to pull this boat up on the shore and call it quits. And then comes Jesus. today, right here, right now, here comes Jesus to get in your boat. And when Jesus gets in your boat, some things start changing. Are you ready for Jesus to get in your boat? Are you ready for him to help you make a change and have that change actually stick this time? Are you ready for your breakthrough? Are you ready to follow through? Oh, those two things are important because a lot of us are sitting around wishing for a breakthrough, but we're not willing to give the effort for the follow through. So do you want your breakthrough and are you ready to follow through? Are you ready to launch? Jesus gets into Simon's boat and he says, hey, let's go back out. Now remember, Simon was frustrated after a long, unsuccessful day of fishing. This wasn't fishing for leisure because he liked to fish. This was fishing for livelihood. If Simon didn't catch fish, Simon didn't get paid all his time and all of his efforts for nothing. And I bet you've had a similar experience. You put in the time and you put in the effort and it didn't seem to pay off. You tried the relationship. You tried the diet. You tried being authentic. You tried biting your tongue. You tried to have faith. You tried to surrender. And no matter what you did, it didn't work. So here you are today, disappointed with your progress, frustrated with the delay, questioning your ability to really make this year any different. And what does Jesus say? Let's get back in the boat. So Simon takes Jesus out where he had been fishing all night long with no success. And Jesus says in Luke 5, verse 4, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Launch out into the deep. And what happens next? Now, here's where I want to encourage you. Don't jump ahead in the story just because you know where it's going. Maybe you've heard the story and you're so anxious to get to that part of the story. But the truth is, in your story, you don't know where it's going yet. So we're just going to keep this one real today. What happens when Jesus says to Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch? Simon says, come on, dude, I've already tried this. It didn't work. There's no fish here, man. But okay, whatever you say. That's the reality of it. Jesus, what you're saying doesn't make sense. I feel like I've already tried this. I've been here before and it didn't work for me. Maybe it worked for someone else, but it didn't work for me. And this is the place where you start questioning if there's something wrong with you. Why won't this work for you? Like, why can't you be successful? Why can't you just not seem to make anything work? And sometimes this is where we get stuck. God tells you to go back out and try again. But you're not willing to try again because of past experiences that tell you it won't work. But honey, you're dealing with God. You think he isn't Lord over your situation? You think he can't make a radical change here? Stop selling him short and stop counting yourself out. What if Simon would have stayed stuck in his frustration? Well, I'll tell you. He would have missed what happened next. Verse 5 says, Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and we haven't caught a dang thing. Emphasis mine, but you know Simon was feeling it. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. But because you say so, I will. Those are some powerful words. Underline that today. But because you say so, I will. I believe that God is calling you back to try again for your health, to try again for that goal, to try again for that dream, to try again for the very thing you've been discouraged in. And while you may not feel like it, While it may not make sense to you, while it may seem like a total waste of time being in the dang boat again, I dare you to say, okay, Lord, because you say so, I will. And I want to encourage you, just do a quick soul check here, okay? If when you're hearing these words, you feel that little stirring within your soul, that's the Holy Spirit confirming some things. If you're feeling stirred right then, I would encourage you right now, just say, okay, God, I trust you. This does not make sense, but because you say so, I will. I will launch out into the deep, the deep waters. And you know what deep waters represent? That's being in over your head. This is where your feet don't touch. This is where you are fully dependent upon God. And this is exactly where God wants you. And it's like, cue the music, here comes Hillsong with, your grace abounds in deepest waters, your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you've never failed, and you won't stop now. So, okay, God, I will launch out into the deep. I'll go all in. And here is where your sovereign hand better be my guide. Here is where I'm going to need your grace because I have failed and I'm honestly just fearful to try again. But I will go now. I will launch into the deep. And because Simon did what Jesus had told him to do, even when it didn't make sense, he caught the biggest catch of his life. Scripture says in verses 6 and 7, after Simon launched into the deep and let his nets down, as Jesus told him to, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full with fish that they began to sink. My sister, you can't even contain what God wants to give you. You have no idea the abundance he has in store for you. I know you can't imagine that right now. I know that your past disappointments tell you to be cautious and hold back. But no more holding back for you. No more playing little. No more tiptoeing around. All in you go, launching into the deep, letting your nets down. You know what your nets represent here? Your nets represent your guard and your defenses. And it's time to let those down. You've been keeping up your guard. You've been keeping up your defenses. You've been self-protecting, but really you've been self-limiting. So God says, let those down now. Out here in the deep with a fully launched life, God's going to do what you can't even imagine right now. Just like the nets couldn't hold the fish, your mind can't fathom your catch right now. And it's out there. It's available. The question here really is, are you available? Are you available to God? Is your boat available? Because Jesus wants to get in it. But he doesn't want to sit on the safe shore with you talking about all that went wrong. He wants to take you back out to try again. And this time he wants to go deeper. And the beautiful thing is, when God blesses you out here in the deep, your blessings flow over onto others. That's why he would choose you, because you can use what God has done in your life to impact someone else. Simon's boat was so full, he called over his fishing buddy and filled his boat with fish too. Both boats were so full, they began to sink. So who's ready for their catch? Who's ready for full nets of progress? Who's ready for a boatload of success? Okay. No more arguing with God and reliving all that hasn't worked for you in the past. No more pity party. No more wallowing. When God says, let's go out here in the deep and let down the nets, remember, what are your nets? Your defenses, your excuses. Say yes. It doesn't have to make sense. You don't have to understand it. You just have to trust God has a plan, and it's a good plan, and launch into his plan. Master, because you say so, I will. What does that mean to you today? Will you? I'd love to pray with you right now, my sister. Would you join me? Well, good morning, Papa God. Thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for the blessing of a new day. And thank you for speaking so clearly to us. Thank you for that stirring that we feel right now. And Lord, we just want to respond, because you say so, I will. I'll let down my defenses and my excuses. I'll let down my guard. And I will trust you. And I'll go for it. Lord, just guide us. We're just asking that your hand would be our guide. And I thank you, God, that your plans, they don't fail. You don't cancel them. They're still here. So I thank you that you're guiding us and you're moving us and you're not just walking away and leaving us where we're at. Thank you for never giving up on us. Lord, I'm so thankful for everyone you brought to hear this today. And I pray over their families. I pray your blessings and your favor over them, God. I pray for your provisions for what they need today, in this day. And I pray, Lord, for your protection. Thank you for the gift of another day of life. And Lord, because you say so, we will. We make ourselves available to you, and we say yes. It is in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, my friends, I truly do love our time together. Thank you so much for listening today. Now, don't forget, if you would like to join us for our June retreat, our big life retreat in June, we are going glamping in Kentucky, and I would love to give you the details. So all you need to do to get those details for free is text in the keyword glamping. That's G-L-A-M-P-I-N-G. That's all you need to send to the number 205-709-2582. And I will send you some details. You can respond to that text with any questions you have, or just let me know that you're all in, the dates work, and you want a spot, and then we'll make sure to contact you when the tickets open up later this week. All right, we will have a payment plan available, and super excited to make it happen for you. Cannot wait to meet you in person, my sister. Everybody have a beautiful day. I love you wildly. Goodbye, my friends.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.